This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. has imposed more economic sanctions against Russia and its affiliates in the ongoing war in Ukraine.
The Treasury Department says Russia's metals and mining sector is among those targeted in significant sanctions, seeking to punish 250 people, firms, arms dealers, and tech companies tied to weapons production. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says previous sanctions are working, citing Russia's struggle to replenish weapons and its isolated economy. New tariffs on Russian products are coming too, and include third country companies, including some from China, that have been identified as evading sanctions. This comes as the Pentagon announces it's devoting another $2 billion in military aid for Ukraine, including ammunition and detection drones. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In an exclusive interview with ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir, President Joe Biden talks about the cost of not doing anything for Ukraine.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure how many are asking. I know the mega crowd is. The right-wing Republicans are, you know, talking about we can't do this. You find ourselves in a situation where the cost of doing, of walking away, could be considerably higher than the cost of helping Ukraine maintain its independence.
The latest aid package uses the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative to provide funding for longer-term contracts to buy weapons and equipment. Unlike the presidential drawdown authority that the Pentagon has used repeatedly over the past year to pull weapons from its own stocks and quickly skip them and give them to Ukraine, the USC-funded equipment could take a year or two to get to the battlefront. This is VOA News. A Chinese diplomat has now accused the U.S. of Consul General in Hong Kong of meddling in its affairs by saying the city's freedoms were eroding. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Consul General Gregory May gave a video address last month in which he expressed concern over diminished liberties in Hong Kong. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs Office in Hong Kong said its commissioner, Liu Guangyang, met with May to express his objection to his comments. Liu apparently warned May not to cross red lines. They included not endangering China's national security and not engaging in what they called political infiltration in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is among a raft of issues that have sent ties between Beijing and Washington to their lowest level in years. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. First Lady Jill Biden gave one of the clearest indications yet that President Joe Biden, her husband, will run for a second term, telling the Associated Press in an exclusive interview Friday that there's pretty much nothing left to do but figure out the time and place for the announcement. Although Biden has long said that it's not his intention to seek re-election, he has yet to make it official. More winter weather is taking its toll on the United States. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Heavy rain and snow are pounding California and other parts of the West in the latest winter storm to hit the United States. Meanwhile, Michigan is shivering through extended power outages caused by one of the worst ice storms in decades. The weather has closed major roads around the country, caused traffic pileups, closed schools, and delayed air travel. The National Weather Service has issued blizzard warnings for California's Sierra Nevada and Southern California's mountains. As much as 1.5 meters of snow could fall there. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, announced on Friday the return of the country's ambassador in Mexico. This is in response to comments from her Mexican counterpart, branding her government as unconstitutional. Boluarte said the remarks made earlier on Friday by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador about her administration to go against the international right to non-interference. Mexico's foreign ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.